Welcome back to Montreal. Today, we're speaking with Susan Drummond and Harry Geffen, Torontonians who have been through the ringer with Rogers. Susan's cell phone was stolen back last summer when she was away on vacation. She came back and had bills totaling more than $12,200. Now the bill's been zeroed, but largely in part, I would assume, Susan and Harry, because you guys have been so vocal about it. I mean, you know, why
else? Good question. They held on to charging us for the bill until the very moment the story appeared in the national media.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's almost predictable. You know, I hate to say it, but it's really, you know, until you really make a fuss with these things, you had to force their hands some way. Now, Susan, do you have any advice for other people who may find themselves in the same situation?
Well, I've got on the website that I mentioned, there's a whole page devoted to what consumers can do, even consumers who don't have any legal training. I would say fight it. Don't capitulate to Rogers' ongoing statements that you owe money that you don't feel responsible for. You didn't make the calls. Don't take responsibility. It's just a matter of not accepting a flagrant injustice and equipping yourself to do battle with them, although I have to say it is extremely exhausting, but I would say don't capitulate. Fight it. Speak to the government. Speak to consumer protection. Do what you can to take them on.
Excellent. And that website, of course, is rogersandme.ca. Susan, thanks so much for that. Harry, I just wanted to bring up one last point. You were talking to me earlier about a new contract with Fido subscribers. Can you just tell us exactly what that's all about?
Well, Fido had been purchased several years ago by Rogers, and there was a concern then that, you know, this concentration of the business might lead to sort of a monopolistic practice. What's happened, though, is way back when Fido was started, and I think Fido started in Quebec, there was a so-called absence of a contract. You know,
no contract.
Well, what happened is about mid-February, at least in Ontario, and I'm guessing across the country, Rogers sent out a highly folded little pamphlet that I summed as more than 5,000 words, which essentially said and I'll quote you the words that came within it in the fourth paragraph. If you do not contract with us, this is to the Fido clients, if you do not contact us by March 2nd, 2006, your services will be governed by the terms and conditions of the updated service agreement. Essentially, that updated service agreement emulates almost word for word, best memory, the Rogers contract. And what's egregious about that is there is a clause in the Rogers contract which, you know, I found through my investigations was unenforceable in Ontario and also, I believe, in British Columbia. They've been challenged in British Columbia, and the law has been changed in Ontario to prevent it. That prevents the person who signs the agreement, in the case of a dispute, from going to the courts in favor only of binding commercial arbitration and to the exclusion of class action.
So it basically prevents people from going to court if there's a problem.
Right.
And it's something, too, that what you're saying, the problem is that everybody got a little tiny, you know, paper folded up with 5,000 words on it in their bills, just saying, if you don't contact us, then this is the new term and condition of your contract.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But just to add to that, it costs per day roughly $2,000 to hire an arbitrator per party.
Unbelievable. You know what? Honestly, to both of you, I do want to thank you again for coming on. Lots to say on this, but of course, I do want to direct people to the website rogersandme.ca that Susan Drummond and Harry Geffen have set up. Thanks so much to both of you for coming on and sharing your story.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks, Harry. We're going to be right back in just a few minutes, and when we do come back, we're going to have Federal Environment Minister Rona Ambrose joining us. Stay with us.